Censorship. Are you seeing the whole picture? Gathering information about a topic is not always as easy as it sounds. Leaders and people in power censor or hold back content from different audiences or viewers. This is called censorship. Sometimes it is the government that censors information. This is called state censorship. Other censors include the media, school administration, parents, and the church. Censorship can be used to control or protect people. Throughout history, writers and artists have had their works censored. Books have been banned from schools for inappropriate language or for covering taboo topics. Some churches have censored members from reading popular works, such as the Harry Potter series. In some parts of the world, the internet is highly censored. An online search query provides different results in every country and region. The Internet Police work hard to keep citizens from gaining access to certain information. Citizens call this the cyber curtain. Radio and TV stations often censor music by deleting or changing offensive lyrics. You will sometimes hear a beeping noise that replaces a swear word. You may also see a blurry screen that blocks violent or sexual images. A publication ban is an example of censorship that protects people. The media can't report on a court case or crime when the victim or criminal is a minor or when a police investigation is still in progress. Censorship laws are required to help protect children from abuse. On the other hand, scandals involving high-profile people or organizations are often covered up by the media. This is called whitewashing. Is censorship a problem in your native country? What measures do some people take to ensure they are getting the whole picture?